You are listening to the Indie PopCon Podcast Award submission for 2018 of Ever After, the Once Upon a Time podcast. Ever After is produced by Rob Southgate and features hosts Molly Southgate, Martha Southgate, and Rob Southgate. Ever After is recorded in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. The Ever After podcast is about the show Once Upon a Time. This episode is our discussion of Season 7, Episode 11. Enjoy!
Welcome to Ever After, a Once Upon a Time podcast. Season 7, Episode 11, Secret Garden, 7-Eleven.
Robin engages in a risky relationship with Mother Gothel. Ronnie and Kelly strike a deal with Eloise, who is desperate to save Lucy from her mysterious illness. Things finally come to a head between Victoria and Ivy.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm your host, Molly Southgate, and with me is...
Martha Southgate.
And...
Rob Southgate.
Well, that was a very convoluted episode.
It was very confusing.
It was like, I think we were in four different worlds. Wait, Storybrooke, the past one with the Bizarro... Where she called him Nook.
Oh my gosh, I loved that.
Then we were in Seattle. We were in the other realm where Robin and Mother Gothel and those guys were.
Oh yeah.
Wait, is that another realm?
Yeah. Well, they went into it, remember, and then they had to go out the door.
It was like a witch
house. No, but I think that's the same.
No, that was when Hook was in the woods and he found the door.
Right. But I think that's the same world as. The Nook world.
This is what I'm saying.
It was very confusing.
And through most of the episode, it was a little bit like a Hallmark movie. We kept going, oh no. And then this happens. And then we got it right. It's like, but did someone poison her? Mm-hmm. Oh, this tastes terrible.
This was very soap opera-y, but. Mm-hmm.
But it was fun.
But.
It was fun.
The stuff that was good was really good. But there was definitely some jank going on.
Okay.
I don't love Robin.
No.
No.
You're not supposed to. She's a teenager.
No,
no,
was,
yeah, I think you're supposed to.
And at the end,
when
she kind of went hero, and she was gonna shoot the, she shot the arrow. And
that
all
was kind of cool.
I think that's where you're supposed to be like, okay, she's been an unlikable character, but now we see that the hero is gonna rise in her. Whatever.
Yeah, but still, I didn't love her.
No, and then,
now we know why she knew Regina.
Yes, that made a lot
more
sense.
That realm,
that did. Yeah,
what was that realm? Was that Storybrooke?
No, that's that same realm.
They went out of Storybrooke.
Where she...
That's the Nook realm.
Okay.
We're just going to call it Nook.
But Zelina came from a different one to tell her that Mother Gothel stole her daughter when they were at the birthday party in the other realm.
That was not a birthday party. That was a ceremony.
Of what?
Was that a different realm, though, that she came
through? They were summoning Mother Nature, Mother Gothel. Okay, guys.
No, the one where Ivy was the statue. That was a party of some sort.
No,
that wasn't even in this episode.
That was
oh my gosh.
Wait, they had Lucy. They had the baby.
Yeah.
Cinderella and Henry had the baby, and Regina was there, and Hook was
and
there.
And then Zelina came from another realm.
From another realm. I think she just traveled that way.
That is Nook realm.
Over
yonder. I think she was in another part of that.
No, actually, she took an Uber.
No, guys, actually... Yeah. Zelina did travel. She traveled from Storybrooke because they were in Storybrooke.
Right. Okay.
She and
so that's
Robin
the same.
Were
okay,
in Storybrooke.
So that's one of the four I counted.
You were off kilter from the beginning, though, because the very first thing it said was Storybrooke years ago. And I said, oh, it's Storybrooke years ago. And you go, no, it's not. It's now.
And like, then you said, no, it literally just
it
said
literally
on the screen.
Said
I only
ago.
Saw Storybrooke. I didn't see you.
That's what it said.
I do my own thing.
This was,
yeah.
I mean, I could follow
all
of that,
it was
but
just
it was a little convoluted.
Like bouncing around. I was like, now where are we? Wait a second. Wait, who's this Hook? Wait, Regina? I mean, it's like.
And
just
then it turned into a serial killer show.
Yeah.
Well, that was the end.
That was terrifying when she drank the thing. She's like,
and then cut their
and
hair.
It had like
the
gross
doctor's
brown
hair.
Stuff. And then,
well, there were seeds.
It was gross brown stuff.
Okay.
It was poison of some
sort.
And
seeds.
Then she fell to the ground, and someone went up to her, stole the files, and chopped her hair.
Why did they cut her hair?
Well, because they're obviously going to use it for a spell.
Oh.
It's one of the witches.
I wonder who she is.
Oh, I wonder if they take the hair, if they do a spell on it, turns them into that. Like the, what's the one, the polyjuice potion in Harry Potter.
Ah, that might
so
be.
So she'll end up, they'll end up looking like the doctor, but it's not really the doctor.
Could be.
Ah, yeah.
So,
but the whole
that was
thing,
terrifying.
The whole thing with Ivy and Anastasia and the mom, like it was, that was what was convoluted for me.
Yeah. And I would really like to know who Anastasia's dresser is because, well, whoever freaking designed her outfit.
She has worn the same outfit.
It is.
Like for like three episodes.
God awful.
Yeah.
And it looks like she's in the 70s or something. I don't know what the heck is going on.
She's got some things going on with the clothing and the fact that she's watching like toddler TV shows.
It is just complete. Her storyline is so bizarre.
Yes.
Bizarre. Yeah. Okay.
And then her bizarre magic when Hook was knocking at the door.
She's shaking.
And the table and everything was going into a straight line.
Yeah.
And then Hook was like, what? And she's like, oh!
Sir, are you alone? No.
Well, because she had a child's breakfast sitting in there.
And she was watching that.
And she was watching a kids show.
Toddler show.
So she had like the glass of milk and the bowl of cereal and a banana or something. Like it have looked very much like a child's thing. I don't think
why
so because
did they
I'll
put on
like as an adult.
A show from the Disney Channel. They own this. It would make sense if you had a little something going on there, but instead they have this weird animation that it's like a moon that doesn't move. So it reminds me of Teletubbies, you know, where it's like they keep repeating the same few moments.
Completely bizarre.
It's bizarre.
I don't know what they're doing with her. I don't get it.
It was so crazy. They're raising her like a crazy person.
I will say they are. I will say that Zelina is amazing.
I love her.
And
I love Regina always. I will always love Regina.
And even when, like in this one, they had her flipping back and forth, being jealous, being angry. She's still good. But that also, I was like, it was great.
I love
her. She has a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
Yes.
She feels all the feelings.
They definitely.
All in one moment.
We're writing the scenes with her and with Regina, very soap opera like.
Yeah.
But it was good.
It was a little overcooked with that.
Yeah.
But the two of them acted their way through it so well.
Yeah, I agree.
It made it fun.
I love the storyline with Weaver, with Rumpel and Hook. When he's giving him so much information, but he's telling him it's a cult.
Right.
And so he's literally putting all his cards on the table,
right.
Except saying,
she's too good though. And
he's not telling
him
funny
what's actually going on, but he's like 95% of the way there.
I really, really, really like that. I think that's it's been fun watching that play out.
She's a cult leader and she got Anastasia, her 14-year-old daughter, into the cult.
Yeah.
And now we're trying to help her.
And I love Hook's response through all that. When he's telling her this, he's doing the same thing we are. Like, if somebody said to you, okay, this is all going on, and you didn't know she had another daughter.
Right.
He just keeps making faces like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, what?
How? Yeah. How would she
another one?
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
And then it was great that he went to her house when he was at her house. That's when he realized, yeah, there is something going on here. There was something. His alarms were going off.
Oh,
he still
doesn't
know what it is.
Oh, no, he
knows.
And
then when she broke the cup.
No, he doesn't. He does not
know
he's Hook.
He knows something. No, he doesn't know he's Hook.
He doesn't know the big picture, but
he knows that Mother Gothel is hiding a girl in there. Like, that she's, there's an issue, and he knows that she's not who she claims to be.
Yeah.
And she just left that glass all over the ground.
What glass?
No,
oh, when she left,
they picked it up.
No, they didn't.
No, there was no way they picked that up. That was shattered.
They didn't. She just kind of looked at it and then walked out the door. And I was
Anastasia's
like,
Anastasia's going to come out of that closet,
and she'll just go,
like, "Doh."
Or no, she'll...
Well, no, she could see, and it was such a big space that she could see. And I was like, Hook would have seen
that
in 2 seconds.
My whole eyeball.
And I'm like, Hook would have been like, "Hey, who are you, creepy in the closet?"
So at the end, when they had the pentagram, that whole scene, which time? Well, okay, so this was bizarre. The first time, you knew how it was going to play out. That I kept thinking, okay, Zelina's going to step into the pentagram and knock Robin out,
but how come she's not dead? And then they resolved that. And I was like, okay. The second time, it was telegraphed 30 minutes earlier that what's her name was
going to Ivy.
Well, she was going to be
that Victoria would.
And Victoria would push her out. And
yeah.
Finally, she's like, I was wrong. Oh, you're my daughter. But she goes, you've been by my side this whole time. I just didn't see it. It's like, well, no. And you were heinous. You don't get redemption.
And then Ivy, she was like, I always thought you wanted me dead. And she's like, I'm sorry I made you feel that way.
She goes, I'm sorry I ever gave you that feeling. It's like, no, you literally said it every day of my life. You literally looked at me and said, I don't love you. You're not my daughter. Like, you're whatever. I mean, literally every day you're telling this kid.
We can save my one daughter that I love.
Yeah. I'm so sorry I ever made you feel that way. Really?
Yeah, she's like, at least we can save my daughter now. Not you.
So good riddance. I'm not too upset that Rapunzel's gone.
No, she needed to go.
Yeah, but I didn't like her storyline because I love Rapunzel so much. Yeah. And I was like, no.
Well, I didn't mind them twisting it up, but
I did.
See, I didn't mind that, but I just didn't like that character, what they did with the character.
I just thought it was funny that what precipitated her doing that was when they got out of the well. And she's like, well, Anastasia, blah, blah. And Ivy says, all of her ideas were mine. And that's what made her go, oh, I had you wrong all this time. Like, seriously? When it's that ingrained that you're the scapegoat in the family and that you're the bad one or whatever.
Yeah.
You can't just look at the person and go, oh, by the way, those were all my ideas. She would go, oh, yeah, right. You'll say anything to try to get me to care about you. Right. Anastasia's the only one, you know. But that's what did it. She was like, well, I didn't know. I had never seen you before. I didn't realize that was you
this time. I think when Ella fell in with When Ella started to fall into the ice.
That was really good.
That was awesome. And,
you think Cinderfellow will be in this?
No. So when Ella started to fall into the ice, I think it was actually Drizella that saw it and went, it looked to me like she went, hey, Anastasia. And Anastasia was like, Ella, no. And then she was like, here, it's okay. And she ran across and then they both fell in.
What are we talking about? That other episode? Mm-hmm. I can't remember that much.
But I remember clearly Drizella being like, Anastasia.
Mm-hmm.
Go
help her.
Go help her, yeah.
All right.